Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, very happy to have join us. Last time I saw her, she was the beaming bride and back from her honeymoon. She'll be with us a week from tomorrow in studio. And that is Kelly Rossman McKinney of the Rossman Group. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Do I have to call you Kelly Rossman McKinney Thompson now?
Oh, my husband would love it, but no, you can stick with Rossman McKinney.
All right. We have had a lot of polls, and the ones that the Rossman Group has been a part of have been very interesting and I think have really showed some trends here recently. And now we have one with John Dingell, who is about as close to an institution as you can have in the U.S. House of Representatives, and he's fighting for his political life.
Oh, yeah, Jack, this one is really surprising. We heard rumblings, I want to say about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that Congressman Dingell, who really is the longest-serving member of Congress and has been a member of Michigan's congressional delegation for over 50 years, we heard rumors that he was vulnerable, and we really didn't believe it. So we decided to go ahead and do an oversample in that particular congressional district, which is the Dearborn area. And much to our surprise, John Dingell really is actually trailing his Republican opponent, a guy by the name of Rob Steele, who I don't know a thing about. But Dingell comes in at 39.5%, and Steele comes in at 43.8% with only 11% undecided. Now, it's not statistically significant because it's still within the margin of error,
right?
But it is very troubling. If I were John Dingell, I would not be a happy camper right now.
All right. This is the Rossman Group and Team Telcom weekly poll we're talking about. An extremely tight race. When were these numbers taken?
Boy, we did these numbers, I believe, October 4th. So this is very, very fresh data.
Yeah,
and here's what's amazing to me is that Dingell does not do well even in his own age category. I was really, really surprised. He does better with women than with men. And he is strongest in the 30, I've got to find the number, the 30 to 45-year-old age group, I think.
There aren't that many people in John Dingell's age category, Kelly.
Well, in the 65-plus, his age category is actually in the 65-plus. The only age group he does okay in is in the 30 to 45-year-old range. His own group in the 65-plus range, 37.9% of them support him, but nearly 50% support his opponent. And the younger crowd,
yeah,
you know, 23.1% of the 18 to 29-year-olds support him.
Wow. Let's talk about some of these other numbers that you have for governor, secretary of state, and attorney general. And
sure.
All three of these races now showing a decided lead for the Republican candidates. The attorney general race with Bill Schuette and David Layton, that's a larger lead than I had seen.
Yeah, the Schuette race, that's at 47%, and Dave Layton's at 29%, but you still have a 24%
right.
Group of undecided votes, which is still, that's a large pool. Your undecideds are still almost a quarter of the voters in both the attorney general race and in the secretary of state race.
Right.
And what you're seeing are the Republican candidates dominating those two offices for sure. 47% for Ruth Johnson against 30.8% for Jocelyn Benson in Secretary of State. And then Bill Schuette's at 47%, the Republican candidate for Attorney General, against Dave Layton at 29%. Now, the Republicans continue to lead in the gubernatorial race as well, and I'm just looking for the Snyder number. Hang on a second.
I've got it here. It's 53% for Rick, 30.5% for Virge Bernero, And if Burge got every undecided voter, he would still be 6% behind.
Isn't that amazing? And you just don't have, you know, one of the things people keep talking about is the surge for Burge. Well, you don't have the potential for a surge for Burge because, as you just said, if every single undecided vote went to him, he'd still be behind. And that's not boding well for him at all.
No, absolutely not. Kelly, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it. Can't wait to see you a week from tomorrow.
You bet. I'm looking forward to it, Jack. Thanks a million. Talk to you soon, babe.